basketball coming up tonight. K-State Hoops tips off at 8:15. You can hear it on our sister station, 101.5 K-Rock, as the Wildcats take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders in Lubbock. Before we get to that, though, Cole, I think everybody is waiting to know what the biggest parenting lesson you've learned in the last week since we talked to you is. So we might as well just get that out into the open before we go any further.
All right, we're really going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, this is actually from a few weeks ago, of what not to do. Brody was about five days old, and he had a little bit of jaundice, so we were having to take him into the lab every day and get blood work done. And the one day I told my wife, Vanessa, to just go ahead and stay in bed. I would take him, no need for both of us to go. And it was my first day out with him alone, where I was, you know, in charge of everything. So I took him to the lab. I had my diaper bag and everything that she gave me. We had an incident where his clothes got pretty wet, and the lab tech spotted it and noticed. So I went to change him and realized I left the diaper bag in the car.
Ooh.
I had to go out to the car to get that. I didn't feel like, you know, putting him back in his car seat and taking him back out in the freezing cold weather. So I went down the third story of the building all the way out to the car. I left Brody with this random lab tech for about 5 minutes. I didn't tell Vanessa that until about a week ago, actually. So I wouldn't have shared this story until I finally let her know that I actually left him with that individual. But, you know, I trusted her. So probably not the best move. I don't want, you know, Child Protective Services to come after me. I'm not probably sounding like I'm going to win any Father of the Year awards right now. But that was a lesson learned there.
Well, I'm glad that we didn't break the news to Vanessa on the air, because I feel like that would have been the wrong platform to introduce that information to her.
Yes, it would have, and she actually listened to the podcast of last week's show, and we talked about how I held him the entire second half, and how I hoped that I didn't black out or squeeze him too hard of the KU game when I watched it with him, and she was laughing about that. So she has a sense of humor.
Okay.
About the whole thing.
Okay, good. Now, the other thing was, you were texting earlier today that you beat Stanton and I in the bull pick'em, and the punishment, or the loser, was supposed to have to babysit Brody. So my next question would be then, I guess if you're willing to leave Brody with a lab tech, you'd be actually willing to let Stanton or I babysit?
I think I would want both of you together.
That's a much better plan than on the on our own, but I still don't know that I would trust that if I was you.
Yeah, I think I would take both of you together on it, although a couple of the jokes that you guys had about that today, I don't know. I think I would trust you guys to do that. Look, I had no experience with babies. I hadn't even changed a diaper before until Brody was born in my life. So it's not quite as hard as everyone made it out to be. Now, I mean, I'm sure parenting gets much harder as they get a little older, so I don't want to jinx myself or make it sound like it's an easy job, but so far it's been okay. So yeah, the little bet that I made with you guys would have to babysit him one day if I won the pick 'em there. So we'll see, maybe we can make it work sometime where you guys have him for a few hours, or maybe you just want to borrow my dog instead. You know, he's much more
there. We go. I could handle that. I could handle that for sure. Cole Manbeck with me here on the game. K-State playing Texas Tech tonight. You know, I think we learned so much about the team last week, but basically all of it came in the Kansas game. Was there much for you to take from what K-State did against Oklahoma?
I mean, I think it was encouraging that K-State came out and played really well early in that game. So you could tell right away there wasn't really a hangover. And in the past couple of seasons, I think that might not have been the case. So you could tell they were fired up and ready to go, and they got over that loss to KU quickly. The second half, I just think they got a little bit too lax out there and didn't play nearly as sharp, but, you know, still winning by 11. Look, they were favored by 11, so they hit the spread right where they were supposed to win it by. So, look, it's fine. You know, I just think they got a little lackadaisical in that second half. So the bottom line is you just can't lose games. You're not supposed to lose right now, and this team has done a good job of that. But now they need to find a way to win some games that they're not necessarily supposed to win. And tonight they're a 4 or 5 point underdog, depending where you look. This is a tough matchup. Texas Tech's a good basketball team. And the Red Raiders have won 15 games in a row dating back to last year at home. So it can be a tough place to play. K-State's going to have to come out ready, but you need to start snagging some road games. winning a couple games that you're not supposed to win, and I think that's going to be key. I think tonight's a big game.
I totally agree, and it leads me into the question of, and I put this out basically in a poll format yesterday, and I was surprised by how close some of the answers seem to be, but do you think this game is definitively more winnable than the game on Saturday against Baylor?
It's funny you put that poll out. I actually did vote in that, and I chose the option where I think they're more likely to beat Baylor on Saturday and lose tonight. So I think they're going to go 1-1 this week, and I'd like them to beat the Bears on Saturday, but I just don't have a great feeling about tonight's game. And look, a lot of that's really just historical perspective of how much Bruce Weber teams have struggled on the road these last couple of seasons. They're 3-24 in Big 12 road games over the last 27 contests. So that's a concerning number. Now, they went to Lawrence, obviously, and they look great. I mean, no one really does what K-State did there. So that's certainly encouraging. And they've been on the road at St. Louis, not a difficult atmosphere, but they dominated there. Colorado State was essentially a road game. They dominated there. So this team has shown the capability to play well on the road, but they need to get over the hump and win a big game against a good team away from home. And so I think that's what tonight represents itself as. As far as the Baylor game Saturday, I just feel better. It's a home game for K-State on a Saturday. I think the crowd will be excited. And I just, you know, this isn't a knock on Scott Drew. I think Scott Drew's done a fantastic job. I'm not one of those naysayers on his coaching ability, but I'm just not buying into Baylor as a top five, top 10 team right now, even though they have the best resume in the country of what they did in the non-con. I've watched them play a few times. I just don't see them as a top five team. I think K-State will be favored, actually, going into Saturday's game by a point or two.
Cole Manbeck on the show with me. Before I let you go, I mean, I guess you're sort of alluding to this with what you said about how difficult it is to play down there, so maybe you do agree with this, but do you think the right team is favored right now in this game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they've already beat a tough West Virginia team that's shown it can go on the road. Look, West Virginia has won at Virginia, which hardly anyone does. Virginia's 51-4 over the last 55 home games. They won there this year in the non-con, and then West Virginia went to Stillwater and just embarrassed Oklahoma State and won that game by nearly 20 points. So that's a good road team. Huggins teams go on the road. They play well. And they knocked, you know, Texas Tech knocked West Virginia off. So I think the right team is certainly favored in this contest. Look, I mean, Tech's good. They're number 10 in the country and number 1 in the Big 12 in rebounding margin. And they're number 6 in the country in field goal percentage. And if you look at what K-State's done defensively in Big 12 play, although it's just 3 games, small sample size, K-State's allowing opponents to shoot 51% from the floor. That's last in the Big 12, and 43% from 3, which is last in the Big 12. Well, you're going up against the second best 3-point shooting team in the Big 12 in Tech that shoots 40% from 3 and shoots 51% overall, which is number 1 in the Big 12. So, you know, these guys can score it. They're pretty good. I mean, they're solid, honestly. And so this will be a tough matchup, but it's a game if you can get it definitely, you know, starts to really enhance your resume because K-State has no top 100 RPI wins yet. Now, fortunately for them, they have 14 of their next 16 games against top 100 RPI opponents. They're going to probably rack some of those up. But you need to start winning some away from home because I think that's what the NCAA Tournament Committee really looks at. So if you can snag 2 or 3 road wins and handle home court, I think that you're in good shape.
Yeah, win tonight would go a long way, no doubt about that. Cole, appreciate you hanging on for 2 segments here. Really enjoyed it. Hopefully we have fun watching that game tonight. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, thanks, John.
There's Cole Manbeck here on the show, member of the Powercat Game Day crew. Jabroni of the Week is at 5:50. In the meantime, when we return, I'll squeeze in a little clearing up of a situation from the Oklahoma game that we just referenced that K-State won this weekend. You're listening to The Game.